We need a goal, a vision, a dream to inspire us, to challenge us, to motivate us, to live beyond being a humdrum bunker dweller, slogging along on a mud road of life, cold, wet, and hungry. Who would want to go back to the time when you were fated to do what your grandparents did if you could do something better? You might be a subsistence farmer, barely getting by, or maybe, like many women, they were merely a bearer of children with little hope of anything else. But God. I like that there is a but God in this. But God has made us to be dreamers with active imaginations, and more often than not, our future is limited only by the size of our dreams and our interaction with the King of Dreams. Even when we dream too small, the Lord is faithful to bring us to a broad shore of His choosing. I say, dream big. You have nothing to lose. Be presumptuous and audacious in your prayers. James 4, verse 2 says, "You have not because you ask not." A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. Right out of Luke 11, 9. I am often irked when I hear someone say, "Oh, you better be careful what you pray for. You just might get it." I say God is not cruel to give what we ask just to teach us a lesson making us regret we ever opened our mouth. Nor is He stupid, not realizing what it is we've asked of Him. He is good, all the time, and does not give His children grief in exchange for having the courage to tell Him all their hopes and dreams. His heart is to bring us to our destiny that is good for us and is within the guidelines of righteousness. It is one of God's dreams that we do well and prosper. I realize you may really, really want that multi-million dollar company, but truly, in God's wisdom, He knows it is probably not the best option for you. Hopefully, you want what the Lord wants more than you want what you want. And in light of that, in order to possess His presence and His idea of prosperity, you're simply going to have to trust the Lord that He knows best. Friends, just let Him do what He does best. God is not offended by our dreams and imaginings. He is not driven off by our twisted thinking, nor is He brittle as we may have imagined. Granted, in His wisdom, He may not give to us what we've dreamed, but He never sits back with a sneer on His face saying, "Boy, what a lot of nerve my child has asking for such a thing. That's absurdly ambitious for sure." He is not surprised at the things in our mind which we dream about. God doesn't call us names. Maybe if I was God, I might call me names, but I am never God and He is always God. The Lord Himself is the heart of love, and love is not cruel or demeaning. He sees your dreams and all things you imagine. He knows the intents of your heart, good or bad. So, let your dreams fly. Give them wings and say it. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, in your own words, what you think, feel, and dream. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Now, if we are made for dreaming, the desire to dream will be already in us, but not yet attached to the true object." Now let this stick to you. Dreams are the ultimate hope or ambition of achieving something. It is the action of drawing breath. Now see, I think that's really good. So let me say it again. Dreams are the ultimate hope or ambition of achieving something. It is the action of drawing breath. Dream your own dreams. No one else's dream would fit you. I asked a guy one time, "How's it going?" And he said, living the dream is just someone else's. Living the dream, but it's someone else's dream, isn't something you can possess as your own. Follow your dreams. Big, splashy, colorful, wild as you want. Dream your dreams passionately. Position yourself and be willing to dream whatever dreams may come. Not only do I want for you to dream and imagine, but I want you to then ask him how to put it all into motion. Remember, God doesn't tell us stuff just so we can know. He has a plan, and he dreams that his plan will become our consciously chosen plan. And here is a sticky statement, so remember, imagine and execute. Say it with me. Imagine and execute. One more time. Imagine and execute.